A quartet playing the Stevie Wonder song Signed, Sealed, Delivered seems fitting for a project some thought would never happen. Hunter Richardson is with project developer Oliver McMillan.
Today, Buckhead Atlanta goes from being the developer's project to being the community's destination.
36 restaurants and luxury retailers will call Buckhead Atlanta home, but the big debut saw just 5 shops open. The rest will trickle in over the next few weeks to months, says developer Dean Oliver, and that's intentional.
It's not a shopping mall. This is an evolution of a street scene.
Oliver praised Mayor Kasim Reed for his assistance. In return, Reed said Buckhead Atlanta helped the city rebound.
We are back. In the year 2010, we had about $400 million in construction permits. In the year 2013, we had $2.1 billion in new construction permits.
But will enough shoppers shell out $1,600 for an Hermes sweater or $1,200 for a pair of Jimmy Choo suede boots? Georgia State marketing professor Chris Lemley thinks so.
Number one, they've picked the right spot.
Lemley says Buckhead Atlanta caters to affluent locals and to wealthy out-of-towners due to its proximity to high-end hotels.
It's a good market, and it's nice to see the hole in the ground filled with something now and coming back alive.
Those who want to do more than shop can live at Buckhead Atlanta. Rent for a one-bedroom apartment starts at about $2,600 a month. Three bedrooms cost more than $5,500 a month. Jim Burris, WABE News.